You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This might not sound like a lot to the casual consumer of business and economic news, but believe me when I tell you that the fact that there were 11 million job openings in this economy as July came to a close, it's kind of amazing. It's an all-time high, also about 750,000 more job openings than there were at the end of June. So we learned today from the monthly Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS in the lingo, produced courtesy of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But at the same time, that is July, the number of hires, workers actually hired into jobs, stayed pretty much the same. So what's up with that? Marketplace's Samantha Fields gets us going.
There's a lot going on in the labor market right now. A lot of flux, a lot of churn, a lot of uncertainty. Annalise Goger at the Brookings Institution says it's not exactly a labor shortage.
It's like a real mismatch in where the jobs are and where the qualified people with experience are.
In some sectors, there aren't enough job openings, construction, education, and the arts. And in others, there are too many, healthcare and retail and food service.
An employer doesn't just want any worker. They're trying to fit the candidate with what the job entails. And likewise, a worker doesn't want just any job.
With so many openings and so many people looking, she says, it's kind of inevitable that it'll take a while for everyone to find the right fit. On top of that,
we are still at the whims of the pandemic.
Nick Bunker is an economist at Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter. He says there are still a lot of people who aren't ready to take jobs yet because of COVID or childcare issues or both. And there are also signs in job posting data from August on Indeed that employers in some sectors are starting to pull back.
Sectors that are really sensitive to the pandemic. So food service, so that's lots of restaurant and bar jobs. Also childcare.
Still, there was a record number of open jobs at the end of July. Erica Groshen, the former commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says if employers are having trouble hiring, they should ask themselves some questions.
Are the wages as high as they need to be? Are the benefits appropriate? What about their working conditions?
And she says, are they maybe passing people over who have the skills they're looking for, but not certain credentials, like a four-year college degree? I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Homeowners piled on another $1 trillion in equity in the second quarter of this year. That's from the real estate data firm Black Knight. And that is $1 trillion in just 3 months, April to June, Q2. And to boot, it's what's known as tappable equity, the amount you could cash out and still have 20% equity in the home in question. Now, yes, that is mostly paper wealth. We get that, as home prices have kept on going up at double-digit rates. But more homeowners are turning those gains into actual cash and spending it. Marketplace's Amy Scott covers real estate for us.
Between April and June, more than 1 million homeowners cashed out a collective $63 billion in home equity by refinancing.
Both of which are the highest level in nearly 15 years.
Andy Walden is vice president of market research at Black Knight.
We've seen the average home increase in value by 25% since the onset of the pandemic. So you're just seeing a boon of equity for these homeowners, and you're seeing them tap into that available equity.
Black Knight doesn't track how people spend the money, but earlier this year, the consumer financial platform Credit Karma tried to find out. Among homeowners who'd tapped their equity in the past 12 months, the top three expenditures were renovations, emergency expenses, and paying down debt. Credit Karma's VP of Home, Andy Taylor, says because interest rates are so low,
you can both cash out money from your home equity, but also refinance at a better rate and have a better cash flow situation on a month-by-month basis anyways.
Rising equity also provides a cushion for people struggling to pay their mortgages. Of the 1.7 million homeowners in forbearance plans, the overwhelming majority still have at least 10% equity in their homes. Lori Goodman with the Urban Institute says that could help them hold on to their homes when those plans expire if they still can't afford their payments. And if they have to sell,
they're going to be able to sell their home in a fairly good housing market and take out that equity.
The share of homeowners who would take a loss if they had to sell because they owe more than their homes are worth is less than 1%, a record low. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.